You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at MoranBlueWaterCDJR.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, on this Monday morning, it's going to be fun over the next several weeks, next couple of months, hearing about who's coming to Detroit for this year's Rocket Classic and the first batch of announced players being announced just today. Joining us right now to tell us who is coming to play in the Rocket Classic is the tournament director, Mark Hollis. Mark, good morning.
Good morning to you. It's great to be with you this morning.
Appreciate you joining us with this exciting news. Tell us who some of the early entrants are here.
Well, Paul, as you probably know, the full field is in of 144 players, but new ones are going to come in, and the sad part is watching the ones at the bottom fall off as guys come in. But today, we're very fired up here. There's six guys that we're announcing today. Three of those six are currently in the top 10 of the world golf rankings. Xander Schauffele is in. Henley is in, who is currently ranked number 8, Russell Henley, as well as Cam Young, who's ranked 3rd in the world, is coming off the win at the Cadillac, as well as winning the Players. And along with that is Ryder Cup captain Keegan Bradley. You've also got two former Rocket Classic champions in Tony Finau and, of course, our ambassador, Ricky Fowler. So very exciting day. Six guys are announced, but there's many more to come.
That is exciting. Yeah, I remember when Ricky Fowler won it. He is a fan favorite at the Rocket Classic, isn't he?
He really is. And the great thing about all six of these guys, including Ricky, is they're just great people. And all six of them are appreciative of the efforts that Dan Gilbert made in bringing the PGA Tour to Detroit, the digital inclusion efforts, as along with taking care of youth and Midnight Golf, First Tee, Detroit PAL. This is one of only two tour stops that's in an urban market, the other being the Tour Championship down in Atlanta. And the Detroit Golf Club is a Donald Ross design. It just underwent a $16 million restoration. And the greens, the bunkers, the tees, the whole course has changed, and it's changed for the better. And it's changed back to the way that Donald Ross wanted it. So we're excited about the course. We're excited about the players. And we're excited about the fans. The tickets through the end of June are dramatically reduced. Still very low tickets after that. We went from the most expensive to the most affordable tickets on the tour. We've also added convenient parking, both on the lodge at Lawrence Tech, as well as if you're coming down from St. Clair, Sanilac County, right off I-75 at Oakland Mall, a nice convenient lot there. And we're doing all that we can to make sure fans that come out to DGC for the Rocket Classic July 30th through August 2nd just have a great time.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And, this has come about at the same time that there's been such a resurgence in Detroit, so many great sporting events in Detroit, and this gives the golf world a chance to come see what Detroit's all about, doesn't it?
It really does, and several of the players have requested to stay downtown. Keegan Bradley is one of those who loves the restaurant, the London Chop House downtown, the many great restaurants that are popping up, sometimes new ones every week. And, we're also working on the Final Four for 27. And you look at the comparative between 09 when Michigan State played there and now it's going to happen in 27. It's a dramatically different city. Hotels are popping up everywhere. We'll be opening up the addition in right in the Hudson Building here prior to the Final Four. The JW Marriott will open up. So the city is a great place to live. It's also a great place to come down and visit and have a great time.
Oh, it is. You point out how, some of these players like to stay in downtown Detroit. I think a lot of times, these golf courses are out, far away from an urban setting, and they end up renting an Airbnb or something like that, not really getting to experience the flavor of the region or the city. And these guys get to do all that. They get to hang out downtown and play golf in the city as well.
No, and it's one of two. So, yeah. The players love the historic value of a Donald Ross design. They don't normally get that on the tour, but they also don't normally get the experience of being in the city, as you mentioned. Generally, they'll say you know, this tournament is in Dallas, but it's out in a suburb or the like. Only the Tour Championship in Atlanta and the Rocket Classic in Detroit are played truly in the urban markets, and we're very proud of that.
Well, it'll be showcased on TV. The whole world will be watching the Rocket Classic. And again, the date, just to remind people, it's July 30th through August 2nd now, right?
That's right. It's a great time. We look at it from two fronts. There's only one event separating us and the FedEx Cup playoffs. So players that need points or want to retain their position in the playoffs, this is going to be one of the last shots to do so. But also for fans, you know, the state of Michigan is go up north, go on vacation around the 4th of July when this has traditionally been played. Now with the change, it's a date that's easier for people to stay, come down, be part of it. I think the pressure of going up north maybe is a little bit less at the end of July than it is at the end of June.
Yeah, going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait to hear who else is coming. I'm sure we'll talk again before the tournament, Mark, but I appreciate the call in this morning. Thanks so much.
I appreciate it. Say hi to all my friends up in the hometown there, Lexington, so we appreciate y'all. Thank you.
You got it. Take care. Bye-bye. The new 105.5 WPHM, Mark Hollis, who's from the Croslex area, went on to be the athletic director at Michigan State, now is the tournament director of the Rocket Classic, July 30th through August 2nd at the Detroit Golf Club, and they'll be announcing more players in the days and weeks to come for sure. Let's check weather real quick.